In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
The Haqqa. What is the Haqqa? And what will make you understand what the Haqqa is? The Thamud and the Ad people denied the striking calamity.
That's what the Thamud, they were destroyed by the thunderbolt. That's what the Ad, they were destroyed by a furious windstorm, which he let loose on them for 7 nights and 8 successive days. Had you been there, you would have seen them lying overthrown as though they were hollow trunks of the palm trees. Now, do you see any of them alive? Firaun and those before him and inhabitants of the overthrown cities also committed similar sins and disobeyed the Rasuls of the Rabb. So he gripped them with a tight grip. Just consider the great flood of Noah. When the water rose high, we carried you, O mankind, in the floating ark, that we may make that event a warning for you, as that all attentive ears may retain its memory. As for the doomsday, it shall come, when the trumpet will be blown with a single blast, and the earth with all its mountains will be lifted up and crushed into pieces with a single stroke. On that day, the great event will come to pass. Heaven shall split asunder, and the day shall seem flimsy. The angels will stand all around, and 8 of them will be carrying the throne of their Rabb above them. That shall be the day when you will be brought before your Rabb, and none of your secrets shall remain hidden. Then he who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand will say, "Here it is read, my book of deeds. I knew that I would certainly face my reckoning." So he will have a life of pleasure in a lofty garden with clusters of fruit within his reach. We shall say to him, "Eat and drink to your heart's content. This is a reward for what you did in the days gone by." While he who will be given his book of deeds in his left hand, "Woe to me, would that I had not been given my book of deeds, nor known what my account was. Would that my death had ended all. My wealth had availed me nothing, and my authority has gone away from me." We shall say, "Seize him and put a chain around his neck, then cast him in a blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain of 70 cubits long, for he did not believe in Allah, the Most High, nor did he care to feed the poor. Today he neither has a true friend here, nor any food except the pus from the washing of the wounds, which none but the wrongdoers shall eat."